GCSE Business Studies Podcast, The Marketing Mix. Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your business studies course, the marketing mix, also known as the four Ps: product, price, promotion, and place. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up time and again in the exam. And it's one where candidates can really pick up marks if they understand not just what the four Ps are, but how they work together. So settle in, grab a pen if you want to take notes, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. The marketing mix is a framework that businesses use to make decisions about how to market their products or services. Every business, from a small local bakery to a global brand like Apple, uses some version of the marketing mix. The key thing examiners want to see is that you understand the four Ps are interdependent. That means a change in one P affects all the others. Keep that in mind throughout this episode. So let's go through each P in turn. P number one, product. The product is what the business is actually selling, whether that's a physical good, like a pair of trainers, or a service, like a haircut, or a streaming subscription. When we talk about the product in the marketing mix, we're thinking about things like, what does it do? What makes it different from competitors? What stage of its life cycle is it at? And that brings us to the product life cycle, a really important concept. Products go through four stages: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. In the introduction stage, sales are low and costs are high because the business is spending heavily on promotion to create awareness. In the growth stage, sales rise rapidly and profits start to come in. In the maturity stage, sales peak and competition is intense. This is when businesses often use extension strategies like updating the product or finding new markets to keep sales going. And in the decline stage, sales fall, and the business has to decide whether to withdraw the product or invest in reviving it. A great real-world example. Think about smartphones. When the first iPhone launched in 2007, it was in the introduction stage. High price, heavy promotion, limited availability. Now smartphones are firmly in the maturity stage. The market is saturated, competition is fierce, and companies are constantly releasing new versions as extension strategies. P number two, price. This is how much the business charges for its product. There are five main pricing methods you need to know for the exam. First, price skimming. This is when a business launches a product at a high price to maximize revenue from early adopters, then gradually lowers the price. It works well for innovative, unique products. Think of new technology like games consoles. Second, penetration pricing, the opposite approach. The business launches at a low price to attract customers quickly and gain market share, then raises the price later. Streaming services like Netflix use this strategy. Third, cost plus pricing. The business calculates its total costs and adds a percentage profit margin on top. It's simple and ensures the business covers its costs, but it doesn't take competitors into account. Fourth, competitive pricing. The business sets its price based on what competitors are charging. Common in markets where products are very similar, like petrol stations. Fifth, promotional pricing. Temporary price reductions to boost sales. Think of Black Friday deals or buy one, get one free offers. The key examiner tip here, always link your chosen pricing method to the type of product and the stage of the product life cycle. A new, innovative product suits skimming. A product entering a crowded market suits penetration pricing. P number three, promotion. This is how the business communicates with customers and persuades them to buy. There are two main categories. Point of sale, promotion includes things like price reductions, loss leaders, where a product is sold at a loss to attract customers who then buy other things, competitions, and free samples. These happen at the point where the customer is making their purchase decision. Advertising includes social media, websites, print media, like newspapers and magazines, television, and radio. Each has different advantages. Social media is low cost and can reach a very specific target market. Television is expensive but reaches a mass audience. Print media is good for detailed information. The choice of promotional method should match the target market. If you're selling to teenagers, social media makes sense. If you're selling to older adults, television or print might be more effective. P number four, place. This is about how and where the product reaches the customer, the distribution channel. There are two main types. Physical distribution involves selling through physical locations, either directly to the customer like a factory shop, or through intermediaries like wholesalers and retailers. The longer the chain, the more expensive it becomes, but it can reach more customers. Digital distribution means selling online, through a website, an app, or a digital marketplace like Amazon. Digital distribution is lower cost, can reach a global audience, and allows for instant delivery of digital products like music, films, or software. The choice of distribution channel should match the product and the target market. A luxury brand might choose selective distribution through high-end retailers to maintain its premium image. A mass market product might use as many channels as possible. Right, now let's talk about how to pick up marks in the exam and how to avoid the mistakes that cost candidates marks every year. Tip number one, never treat the four P's in isolation. Examiners are looking for candidates who can explain how the four P's work together. For example, if a business uses penetration pricing, it might need to increase promotion to make customers aware of the low price, and it might choose a digital distribution channel to keep costs down. That kind of joined-up thinking is what gets you into the higher mark bands. Tip number two, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context in the question. If the question is about a startup, think about what pricing strategy makes sense for a new entrant to the market. If it's about an established brand, think about extension strategies and how the mix might need to change. Tip number three, for data interpretation questions, where you're given market data like market share figures or sales trends, always use the data in your answer. Examiners give credit for candidates who refer to specific figures. Don't just describe the data, explain what it means for the business's marketing decisions. Tip number four, know your command words. Describe means give two features with supporting detail you don't need to evaluate. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use the word because or therefore to show your reasoning. Evaluate or justify means you need to weigh up options and reach a conclusion. Common mistake number one, candidates often list all five pricing methods without explaining which one is most appropriate for the business in the question. Always make a recommendation and justify it. Common mistake number two, confusing promotion with advertising. Advertising is just one type of promotion. Point of sale promotions, free samples, and competitions are also forms of promotion. Let's do a quick fire recall round. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what are the forces of the marketing mix? Product, price, promotion, and place. Question two, what are the four stages of the product life cycle in order? Introduction, growth, maturity, decline. Question three, which pricing strategy involves setting a high initial price and lowering it over time? Price skimming. Question four, what is a loss leader? A product sold at a loss to attract customers who then buy other more profitable products. Question five, name one advantage of digital distribution over physical distribution, lower cost, global reach, or instant delivery. Any of those would be credited. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the four P's of the marketing mix, product, price, promotion, and place, and how they work together to help businesses reach their target market and achieve their objectives. We've looked at the product lifecycle, five pricing methods, the different types of promotion, and the difference between physical and digital distribution channels. The most important thing to take away is this. The marketing mix is not four separate decisions. It's one integrated strategy. The best exam answers will always show that understanding. For your next revision session, try this. Pick a real business you know, maybe a brand you use every day, and analyze their marketing mix. What product are they selling? What pricing strategy do they use? How do they promote it? Where can you buy it? That kind of applied thinking is exactly what examiners reward. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.